This is All Things Considered on WNYC. Once again, Muslims here in our listening area have lost a bid to create a mosque. The latest case is out in Bayonne, New Jersey, where the zoning board rejected a proposal last night to turn a warehouse into a mosque and community center. WNYC's Matt Katz has been following the story, and he joins us now. Hey, Matt.
Hi there, Jamie.
So, Matt, you were there, and zoning board meetings are usually pretty dull and focused on things like parking and buffer zones, but this time it was very different. How so?
Yeah, religion in this case has really been an undercurrent. Flyers that reference September 11th circulated in opposition to the mosque in Bayonne after the Muslims bought this warehouse for $1 million about 2 years ago. Then last night, before the meeting even began, some Muslim men gathered in a corner of the room to pray. So opponents started reciting the Lord's Prayer, or Christian prayer, to sort of respond to the Muslims' prayer, and it went downhill from there.
If the Muslim community, which is my understanding, purchased this warehouse, this location, why is there a conflict at all about how they can use it?
Well, they needed zoning variances to build the first facility, like permission for more parking spots and a smaller buffer zone to neighbors than what was allowed by law. That's why they went before the board. And sure enough, the board members cited those issues in voting against the proposal. But for some residents, fear of Muslims is dangerous was the chief concern. And when they addressed the board, that's what they brought up. One woman called Islam a so-called religion after reading out loud what she described as violent passages from the Quran. And of course, you know, mosque opponents were defensive about being described as intolerant and racist. Resident John White said he can't be racist because Islam isn't a race. And then he added this.
I'm very happy that several of my doctors, who are excellent doctors, they're also Muslim. I have nothing to say negative about them. I am not a bigot.
The mosque's opponents said they just objected to the location. They'd be fine with a mosque in a different part of town, not a dead-end street in a quiet residential neighborhood.
I know members of the Muslim community from all over the region came out in support of the mosque. What did you hear from them?
Well, one got jeered when he compared discrimination against Muslims to calling all Catholics rapists. But others invited non-Muslims to prayer services and community events. They said they were not as bad as Google searches may make them seem. Here's one Muslim woman, Summer Elginbihi, who was born and raised in Bayonne. She's a college student.
We're not going anywhere. This is our home. We are you. We are your business owners. We are your janitors. We are your teachers. Hopefully I will be one of your social workers, and I cannot wait to work with this community.
Some of the most powerful moments in the meeting actually came from non-Muslims. Here's resident Michael Chen.
There will always be a they. There will always be someone to other, to treat as different, to be afraid of. But there will also always be us. And that is bigger, and it is beautiful.
That came just moments before the board failed to muster enough votes to approve the mosque.
Matt, Bayonne is not the only place where there is a dispute over where to locate a mosque. What's the latest on the case you've been following in Yonkers?
Yeah, the Muslim community there wanted to create a mosque in an old building it bought, but then a group popped up and claimed the site was historic and needed to be protected. The city of Yonkers then gave the site a historical designation, which prevented the mosque from moving in. That fight is now in federal court, but in the meantime, Yonkers, in the last couple of weeks, stripped the Muslims of their property tax exemption. The lawyer for the mosque told me that's just another example of discrimination.
What's next for Bayonne?
The lawyer there says he may try to adjust the application and go before the zoning board again, but he's also considering asking the feds to get involved. The Justice Department did sue a local government last year, Bernard's Township in New Jersey, after it denied an application to build a mosque. And the attorney in Bayonne isn't so sure that President Trump's new attorney general, Jeff Sessions, would do something similar, but he's going to try. He just doesn't know if Sessions will be as supportive of Muslims.
Certainly remains to be seen. Matt Katz, thank you so much. I know you will be following the issue going forward.
Thank you, Jamie.
That's WNYC's Matt Katz.